If there is one documentary that you watch on Netflix ever, you absolutely have to make it Maternal Instinct. It is number one. No spoilers here because it is still number one. It's still brand new. But it is the documentary that my husband and I watched. And still to this moment, we are stunned by the things that we saw and heard and witnessed and the things that people thought were okay to just happen.
Oh.
Here's the trailer.
There's way more good people than there are bad. But that's evil in our land.
911, what's your emergency?
I need an ambulance because I started having my baby.
She's carrying the baby in her lap.
Does it look like she had a baby?
It doesn't.
No.
She's
not literally.
No.
I don't know what anybody wants me to talk about.
Where'd this baby come from?
It's mine.
Hand it.
Taylor is hard to describe.
She came off as a normal country girl.
Somebody that you could kick it off with, quick like, you know.
Her whole mission in life was to be the pretty girl that caught the eye of a guy. And then she met Wade.
I haven't known Taylor but just a couple months. She hits me with, I'm pretty sure I'm pregnant.
Coming from a small town, you can trust easy.
But I just begin to worry. Something's just not right.
Pause there for a second.
I
don't want to guess.
It's screaming, by the way, for a parody. So the minute you guys watch it, I'm going to start assigning characters.
Okay, for Maternal Instinct starring Katie.
It is screaming for a parody.
Okay, I can't wait.
I said, did you go in with her to the clinic?
She said the doctor had an emergency or he couldn't meet us.
So many things did not add up.
I mean, they were buying cars, cattle. Someday she was going to be this millionaire.
And that's what she told us.
All people see is this loving, happy relationship.
Why would you not believe it?
Things got super weird.
I took a step back and was like, you're scaring me.
How can one person keep up with that many lies?
Money's got to become somewhere, you know?
I still can't understand how this was going to work.
As unimaginable what she did. I don't even know how to explain it.
Pit of my stomach just fell.
I said, I think I know who that is.
Worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
For a demon like her, hell would be easy.
Ooh, I'm going to use that line.
Oh.
For a demon like you, hell will be easy.
Hell will be easy.
Jason. Oh, wait.
Let me just tell you. You know, sometimes when you watch the trailer and then you watch the documentary and maybe if you go back and watch the trailer, you think, man, they gave away everything. It hasn't even scratched the surface.
Okay.
It has not even scratched the surface. And let me just end by saying that Taylor Parker, who this is about, is the only, she's one of seven women on death row in Texas.
Wow.
There it is.
I didn't know there's a... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this happens in Texas.
Mm-hmm. And I know there's murder involved.
In Texas.
Okay.
I mean, there's... That, you know, like pretty... That's like not a spoiler at all.
Okay.
There's... But she's... The reason she's there, she is exactly
one
where she should be.
One of only seven.
Yep.
On Maternal Instincts on Netflix. I saw you post about it. I saw some other people up there like,
yes.
What did I just watch?
Oh, and you have to bring...
And you're looking... Everyone's always looking for something to watch.
Always.
This is perfect.
Always. I just... Every person that I talked to, because that was all we talked about, all, you know, the whole entire time after watching it was like, have you seen it? Have you seen it? Is just brace yourself. Just know that it is...
One episode?
It's a documentary.
So it's not a docuseries. Yep. Oh, just perfect.
One episode and forget how long.
Hour and a half.
I didn't even.
Two max, probably.
Didn't even pay attention to the time because you're just enthralled the entire time. But it is screaming for a parody.
And then, you know, and Netflix, I think, does the best with documentary and
docuseries.
Like, I think when they did Making a Murderer, we're like, whoa, they're nailing this or whoever's making.
Yep.
They're at least acquiring good documentaries. Because of the other one that we just watched with the girl that...
The Crash. Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That one, actually, I thought could have been longer.
Yeah, that one was, like,
that's
short.
That's when I was like, it was like 90 minutes. Like, could have been longer. Mm-hmm. But it was really like, who are these people?
I want a follow-up to this one. I want to, because there's still so many... I think the reason that we were so speechless from Maternal Instinct was because there were so many things that you learned that you just couldn't keep up with all of it. And so then once you're thinking about it, you have a million and one questions after. And so I personally would like a follow-up.
Well, I'll tell them. I'll tell Ted Sarando or whatever his name is. Mm-hmm. We're so close. I don't know his name. And he doesn't know who I am.
The guy from Netflix.
Ted something. The Netflix guy.